If you're hearing this, well done. You found a way to connect to the internet. Welcome to the QAA Podcast, premium episode 338, AI Schlopaganda. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rakitansky,
Liv Agar,
Julian Fields,
and Travis View.
A couple days ago, I was scrolling Instagram Reels, as I typically do, and I stumbled across a humorous video of a reporter attempting to get the attention of student protesters in Germany. I chuckled, liked the post, and before moving on to the next mildly funny video, I decided to go to the comment section. It's there that I came to a horrible realization, that in 2026, I am no longer better than the tech-illiterate boomers I had been so fond of looking down on for the past few years. This is because that video actually turned out to be AI, and despite this, I had come very close to watching it, perceiving it as real, and then moving on with my life. I'd come this close to having a sliver of the total amalgamation of things that my brain has processed as having really happened in the world being, instead, a product of AI slop. And however small and insignificant that sliver may have been, it still disturbed me greatly. Then I was hit with an even more disturbing realization that the obvious AI slop videos that used to very occasionally populate my various social media feeds had seemed to recently, in the past year or so, completely disappear. Now, in my brain, I had come to think that this was because we, as a society, had become sick and tired of AI slop. That this specific, awful, uncanny brand of videos and photos had become tiresome to anyone except the most boomerist of boomer on Facebook. Because surely, in 2026, if you haven't become accustomed to what AI looks like, you must be a complete moron. It was then I realized that what had instead happened was that I had become the Facebook boomer. That this fake AI video was surely not the only one that had come across my feed in recent times. And given that I have not thoroughly checked the comment sections of literally every reel I've come across in the past year, there was almost certainly a non-zero number of AI slop videos that I had falsely ID'd as real. I realized that in the murky subconscious of my mind, deep in there somewhere, I had memories of things actually happening that were, in fact, instead, generated by a hastily constructed data center in some poor American rural town whose future ruins will mark an arrogance rivaled only by Ozymandias. That AI slop had successfully tore a hole in the fabric of my reality. A hole that, however likely insignificant, could at this point never be purged completely. We are now in the age of AI slop, where it is becoming increasingly hard to distinguish these fake videos and photos from the real world. And while it was so easy for years to see this as a skill issue that wouldn't affect the more aware, online, younger population, it seems we must now begin to contend with an age of politics where anyone can potentially be fooled by artificial intelligence. And so, for part three of my AI is Ruining the World series, I've decided to delve into the world of AI slop as political propaganda. The many cases where fake photos and videos have been used, sometimes shockingly successfully, by politicians either as a means of depicting their opponents as the soy wojak and them as the Chad, or to overtly trick their constituents into believing something that is not real.
This is awesome because it's like, I was tricked. Well, looks like the whole world's AI now. Looks like we're fucked.
If you got me.
Looks like society's in real trouble.
The most enlightened and intelligent individual on these apps.
Well,
some of our faves.
I am the Turing test. Once I'm tricked, yeah. That's it. No, this was me live like 8 months ago, probably, where there was some like TikTok I saw, and it was like, can you detect which of the following are videos are AI? And it would show two at once. One was a real video, one was an AI video. And I picked wrong, I mean, half the time.
Yeah, this is just like when I found out Spider-Man wasn't real.
It's like when Santa, my mom told me Santa wasn't real last year.
What the fuck?
It's hard for me. As we'll see, most AI videos are still like pretty easy to detect if you're aware, but like the well-produced ones are getting a lot more convincing, particularly the ones where it's like someone has a voiceover and they have real human intonation. And then they make another voice onto that voice as opposed to just like reading from a script. Like it's starting to become a lot more difficult for like the
game is on.
And it's only the problem is with how much absurd amount of money is being pumped into these things. Like it's only going to get worse. Mm-hmm. It was so easy 2 years ago when, you know, like the video of Will Smith eating spaghetti.
Right.
It's like, oh, you have to be a fucking idiot.
I think the biggest tragedy for me is that when I see a cool insect or a cool animal that looks like it shouldn't exist, it's possible now that it does not actually exist.
Yeah, I know. That sucks.
They're stealing our fucking insects. They're stealing our fucking pets. they're stealing our dogs and our cats and our beautiful, what do they call them? Atarks? No, I don't know.
If I had found out when I was in like third grade that the giant squid, like my favorite animal of all time, was actually just like a computer creation, I would have been heartbroken.
Yeah, it turns out that Captain Ahab actually got fooled by Facebook AI sloth. It wasn't. Swimwell was not real.
He wasted his life.
I just can't wait for there to be so much AI content that the AI is training itself on AI content that it was generated by some other LLM, and they're all like cross-referencing each other into oblivion, into like some new form of visual or auditory media.
There was a great Michael Keaton movie about this called it called? Come on, baby.
Oh boy.
Come on, baby. Dig.
It's like
dig.
He's starting access. A lawnmower.
Multiplicity with Michael Keaton is a very good example of this. A copy of a copy of a copy of a copy never ends up good.
Mm. Yeah, recursion does seem like it is an issue for the large language models, particularly like the text-based stuff, because they're trained on AI slot. But I think video and photo production doesn't have the same issue, unfortunately, as far as I'm aware.
Oh, that's too bad.
Too bad. That would be awesome.
I was just looking forward to like the mutant fucked up babies like coming out of the laboratories.
Yeah. My favorite is like there's a recent ChatGPT where they had to specifically, like OpenAI had to specifically instruct it to stop talking about like ghouls and goblins.
Yeah. Stop being so spooky.
Because it would bring it up completely out of context.
It's getting super obsessed with it.
Yeah.
You know, ghouls and goblins about this.
It's like, but millennial women ages 34 to 39 a love spooky shit and Halloween.
Which is true. Yeah. Which is
finding
true.
Out that like every girlfriend in the Pacific Northwest is AI.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I just assume now every commercial that I see on TV is all AI actors. I just assume because that is what they would do. That's what commercial people would do.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a shocking number of like commercials on television that use AI. There's one for a grocery store near me that for Memorial Day was just obvious AI slop videos of like barbecues and pool parties and like patriotic scenes. And it's like, I guess I was a little shocked to see how quickly, you know, marketers took up this technology to make commercials cheaply.
Yeah, they usually have such high standards of ethics.
Well, that's what I'm saying about the exactly.
Well, just as a marketing signal, you think it was like, you know, it's like I felt like well, I was like, I obviously can tell that this is cheaply made AI. It's kind of like ugly. I thought maybe other people would do that too. Mm. It would maybe not be as quite as convincing as like, you know, authentically filmed scene of a barbecue in the backyard.
Rats devour day old corpse. News at 11.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian and Annie, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.